Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has accused her Republican rival Donald Trump of disrespecting sacred ground during his recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. The Democratic presidential candidate accused Mr. Trump of carrying out a political stunt at the military burial site on Monday. He was there to honour 13 service members killed in Kabul as US troops withdrew from Afghanistan. Jenny Kumar is in Washington.
Trump's team today have been hitting back at Kamala Harris, blaming her and Joe Biden for the deaths of those service members and blaming them for a chaotic withdrawal of US troops from Kabul. They also say they were there with the permission of the families. This isn't the end of it. We understand that Democratic lawmakers have written to the army and have asked for a full account of what happened and for a response by September the 9th.
Israel has continued its large-scale military operation in the occupied West Bank, with fighting focusing on the northern city of Jenin. Some Palestinian families have been emerging from a refugee camp in the city, which was sealed off for 4 days, while clashes and explosions could still be heard inside. Israel says this is a counter-terrorism operation to dismantle armed Palestinian groups, which it says are backed by Iran. These Palestinian women describe what happened to them.
I wanted to look outside the window to see how to get out, but they fired sound grenades and tear gas at me and my mum.
We were at home with my children. We saw everything exploding, doors and windows. All our belongings were scattered. We escaped to a room to hide, and until now, they are still coming and going.
The president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, has denied having close links with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, saying he hasn't spoken to him since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine began. At a security conference in Prague, Mr. Vučić repeatedly rejected allegations that Serbia's bid to join the EU was a Trojan horse for Moscow to influence the group. Thousands of demonstrators have taken part in rallies in the eastern German states of Saxony and Thuringia ahead of Sunday's elections, in which the far right is expected to poll strongly. In the city of Erfurt, protesters denounce the Anti-Immigrant Alternative for Germany party, or AfD, as fascists. Annalena is the spokeswoman for Take to the Streets Alliance.
Today, like last Sunday, we want to together send a really strong, combative and loud signal against the AfD, against the election rally that is taking place today, and to once again show that we are not ready to give over even a millimetre of Erfurt streets to the fascists.
BBC News. Power has been restored across Venezuela after a massive blackout on Friday plunged much of the country into darkness. Officials say the problem originated at the Guri hydroelectric power plant. President Nicolas Maduro declared, without providing evidence, that the power cut was caused by a revenge attack by fascists and the US. Several people are reported to be missing after a small plane crashed into a residential neighbourhood in the town of Fairview in the US state of Oregon. Firefighters are searching for victims, although it's not known how many people were on board the Cessna aircraft. A British project is studying the effects of lockdowns during the COVID pandemic on the youngest members of society. Researchers are looking at the long-term impact on the talking and thinking skills of those who were babies at the time. Vanessa Clark reports.
The study is looking at what impact the strictest lockdowns, when everyone was told to stay at home, had on the development of the youngest members of society. Initial research has found that reduced interactions with members of their extended family and the loss of access to services such as health visitors affected the speech of some children. Schools and preschools are seeing a rising number of children with special educational needs and fewer children entering reception classes already toilet trained. The government says it will be focusing on high quality early education to give every child the best start in life.
Vanessa Clark reporting. The comeback tour of the British rock band Oasis has sold out for all the dates the group announced it would play across the UK and Ireland next summer. But many fans have criticised the sales process and the prices of tickets. Tens of thousands of people waited hours in online queues, and in some cases the cost rose from $175 to $400 by the time that they had paid. That's the latest BBC News.